Going to keep the hour going by talking football. And it's time now for the first installment of the season of the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. We'll be chatting with Michael Lombardi on weeks before game days every day or every week through the season. And he joins us now for the first time. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So super excited to be chatting with you throughout the season, but y'all have been settling into Chapel Hill for the last few months. Before we even start talking about football, what are your thoughts about the community?
Oh, I mean, look, it's really an incredible community. The campus is we always have known coming down here when you work in the National Football League scouting. It's a beautiful place, and the people have been just incredibly friendly and open-armed, and I think they're excited about our football team. I think they're excited about what we're trying to build here and make this a football element in the fall where people can come and enjoy the game and celebrate this incredible stadium that we have and build this program to a national prominence.
Super excited about the season. Obviously, you and Coach Belichick are coming to college from the NFL. A lot of the coaching staff are coming over to college from the pros. What's been the most surprising thing about that transition from the pros to college?
It really hasn't been too much. I mean, you know, in pro football, you're restricted on time based on the collective bargaining agreement. And here you're restricted on time based on, you know, schoolwork and other activities that the players have to take part in. But it's pretty similar. And I think the players are engaged in what they want to do. And obviously because of NIL, because of revenue sharing, they are professional athletes now. They are getting paid. So there is a sense of responsibility, something that we have to teach them about when it comes to being a pro as opposed to being an amateur. You know, amateurs can do things when they feel like it. Pros have to do things all the time. And I think that's part of our job as teachers to handle that within the framework of the players.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi, new general manager of Carolina Football, Monday Morning Huddle, presented by Chapel Hill Tire, and we'll be chatting with him through the season. You mentioned a big transition for the players, the NIL world and everything else. This is just kind of a time of transition for college athletics and college football in general, including the role of the general manager, which we're seeing for the first time here in Chapel Hill. What can you tell us about what that role is going to be for you day to day?
Well, I mean, in any football organization, you know, there has to be two people that really kind of oversee the program, the head coach and somebody who runs the operation in terms of allocation of dollars towards the players. And it's been a two-person job in the National Football League, but it is a one-voice job. And that voice comes from Coach Belichick in terms of talking about the team, in front of the team, handling the team on a daily basis. My job is really in the background, is to give Coach what he needs in terms of the players and how we are going to build this team. It's not just about one game. It's about building something that's sustainable over a longer period of time. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to have a great recruiting class. We're building an infrastructure within our own organization that will allow us to procure players that we need to be successful, again, over a longer period of time. So like any organization, it requires leadership in different directions, but one voice in one direction.
And in that vein, knowing that we're building for a longer period of time, season starts in a week. You got TCU and Keenan Stadium. What are you going to be looking for on the field, specifically in those in that first game, in the first couple games of the season?
Well, I think, you know, to me, you know, we have a lot of new players, 70 new players on our roster. It's about building a team and coming together. It's one play at a time. I think anything that goes beyond that is really, you know, people don't want to hear that, but if you're building a team that's based on process, and that's what we're doing. Coach Belichick, if you read his book, if you read anything about what he's been able to accomplish in his 6 Super Bowl wins and going to 8 Super Bowls and winning as an assistant coach and a head coach, I think it's all about getting better. It's about 1% improvement each and every day. But that's just not for the players. That's for us in the personnel department. It's for us in the coaching staff. It's for us in the kitchen that helps cook for the players. Everybody has to get better every single day, and that's what we're trying to do. And I think that it's just not going to go to one thing. The one thing you learn being around great players like Tom Brady, Joe Montana, those guys, Everything's about getting better every single day. And at the end of the year, you want to be better than when you started the year.
I love that 1% line. That's kind of been my mantra for a while. Not the 1%-ness, but getting better every single day. And the way that you and Coach Belichick and everyone on the staff there phrased that is really cool. You've got a whole bunch of new players, incoming freshmen, incoming transfers. Obviously, we've been focusing on some of them here in the media, but who are some key players for you that may be kind of flying under the radar that you expect we'll be hearing more of in the coming few months?
Well, you know, look, our team is, it's really about the team, and it's about all of us having a contribution. And some of the players that, you know, have the biggest contribution may not actually play on Monday night. You know, our the guys that handle our practice squad, which is essentially our scout team, they're going to have a huge role because TCU is a very good team. Josh Hoover, their quarterback, is outstanding. And so we're going to need to have a great look. So I think we get so caught up in who's going to be the star player. I think it's about the team. It's about the pack and everybody leading its way through that. So, you know, it's hard for me to single out any one individual because we really are a team. When Coach Belichick won his first Super Bowl, you know, Tom Brady didn't run out of the tunnel first. The entire team ran out. And that's the way we're going to approach this team.
I still remember that, watching that Super Bowl in, what was it, 2001, where the team ran out and everyone was like, oh, that's the first time that's ever happened. And now it's just kind of a standard thing because it works so well, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, look, no team has ever won on talent alone. You know, I think that's where everybody gets kind of confused. That's the most talented team I've ever seen in my career in the National Football League were the Houston Oilers. Mm-hmm. They had Pro Bowl players at every single level with Hall of Famers, Warren Moon, you know, Mike Munchak, Bruce Matthews, Curtis Duncan. You know, they had these incredible players, Mike Rozier. They went to one conference championship game because it takes more than just great talent. It takes a team.
Speaking with Michael Lombardi, and we'll start to wrap up. But as we do, got the game in a week. It's going to be a great day at Keenan Stadium. A lot of activity outside the stadium as well. And obviously a lot of folks around here who won't be at the game physically watching or listening wherever they are. What's your message to the community heading into that first game of the season?
Well, it's been tremendous support, and I think we have to make game day here in Chapel Hill something we all can be proud of. I think that's really important, and the university has done a tremendous job here under the direction of Chancellor Roberts in terms of making our game day experience better than it's ever been. I mean, we have one of the greatest campuses of all time, and our square and what we have to do and to get the enthusiasm and to get our students out. That's really important. We need a student section that's vibrant. We need a student section that supports the team and is really coming to enjoy football. And we have that here at the university. And I think that's something that we're looking forward to. We really want that to be part of what we do here because game day in Chapel Hill moving forward is going to be one hell of an experience.
Game day is 1 week and 12 hours away. Monday, Labor Day of next week, UNC taking on TCU, a beginning of what should be a really exciting season here in Chapel Hill. Michael Lombardi, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's been the Monday Morning Huddle with Carolina Football General Manager Michael Lombardi, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Hey, save $50 when you spend $150 or more on automotive services during football season at any of Chapel Hill Tire's 12 area locations. Just use the promo code DOTG25 when you schedule your appointment. And tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games during the Inside Carolina Live pregame show. Listen for the Drive Happy Drive of the Game, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. That's the DOTG. G in the promo code DOTG25.